Mars ain't the kind of place.
Gotta love it. Good job, Bree. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. We're glad you're tuned in. We like to think of ourselves as every Arizona homeowner's happy place. For 4 hours every Saturday morning, we come on the air and visit with you about anything and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. 8 o'clock hour is generally the landscape and garden hour. 7 o'clock hour is just kind of our fun hour. We can do anything we want in that hour. When the radio station originally offered it to me, I said, yeah, I'll take another hour, but do I have to talk home improvement? So it's the 1 hour at 7 o'clock. Rosie gets to talk about anything he wants to talk about. Generally, it has to do something with traveling, seeing, or exploring the great state of Arizona. We talked about the National Park System this morning. The 8 o'clock hour, we had Tony Serra in from Magic Garden Nurseries in Tucson. Had a great time with Tony. We had the water experts from Kinetico in last hour talking about the myths and the mythologies surrounding water treatment and all the bad information that is circulated within that industry. You would think that they could get that cleaned up, but it just persists with all the bad and faulty information about the different systems that are out there. And in a 10 o'clock hour right now, Jennifer and I, again, broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show, which they say it's the best home show ever built, which is a clever phrase, I believe. They just opened now. What home shows have you ever been to that start every morning with the Star Spangled Banner?
Did you hear it just now?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They have schools come in every day of the convention and sing, and I asked around, I don't know who it was, but boy, that was a good group.
And that's every day they open with the Star Spangled Banner.
So everybody stops and pauses.
It's awesome.
Thankful moment.
The doors have just opened. Parking is free. If you're in the Tucson area, come on in and join us. We'll be broadcasting through 11 o'clock, and then we'll be down on the floor in our Rosie on the House booth, sharing with the homeowners who know us. We get an awful lot of people that come by and stop us. I talked to you 6 months ago, and you helped me through this problem. Thank you so much. We appreciate so much what you do for the community. You helped my mom, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then the folks that don't know us, we try and make sure we get an introduction to them to make sure they know that it's our sincere objective to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's an education, and hopefully it's with a little bit of entertainment as well.
And it's a place to ask your questions. You can reach us all kinds of ways. You can email us with pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's a really easy way to get a hold of us. And then if you have something kind of hard to explain, we get to take a good look at it. Today, right now, you can text us at 411-923. Got system open right here. If you have a question by text, or if it's something that requires more interaction, you need to be able to ask questions back and forth, you can call us at 1-888-767-4348.
Very good.
You didn't think I knew that.
I was just prepared.
It's only been 28 years, man.
I can remember the Rosie for you. We haven't had that number for 28 years.
That's true, but long enough for me to remember it.
An easy way to remember the number is it's Rosie, my name, my nickname, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4-U. It was ironic. Yesterday I got asked a lot of times from the Tucson residents, where did your name come from? How did you get that name?
What do you mean that's ironic? That's like a daily question.
I don't get it too much very often. It's just I got it a lot yesterday. I got it from a woman named Rosie.
Well, ringing the call, well, answering the phone at the office, I always know when someone's pulling my leg when they tell me, may I speak with Rosie, please? She's expecting my call. I go, oh, she is.
She is expecting. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much is she expecting your call? Well, there must be a Miss Rosie Romero somewhere because I get all of her mail. Mrs. Rosie Romero. I've been invited to every woman's leadership training organization in the country.
Well.
I know one thing. Whoever Mrs. Rosie Romero is, she doesn't work because I've never gotten a check in the mail made out to Mrs. Rosie Romero. So whoever she is, she ain't working. We talk about having fun, and this particular hour, Jennifer and I want to do have a little bit of fun with you, but we do want you to know that as you hear us address this topic, we're also going to invite you to interrupt our conversation to help you with any homeownership issue you might have. Go ahead and give us a ring or text us, 1-888-767-4348. We have Miss Stephanie Acuna at our flagship station, KTAR in Phoenix, that will take the call, get your question, your name, where you're calling from. They'll get that down to Jennifer. We'll take you on air. Jennifer also has her computer set up here, and we can take you by text, 411-923. Two very, very easy and free ways to access here at Rosie on the House over the next hour. We recently have talked about it a few times. We are recent empty nesters after raising six kids and 47 neighborhood kids, which were a blast. I wouldn't trade any of those years. It's been how many years since we were empty nesters? 36 years. Wouldn't trade one of those days. We had a blast raising the kids. Took our baby up to college up in the Denver area and opted on the way home. Jennifer and I, when we were married in 1978, actually honeymooned in Taos, New Mexico, and we opted to re-honeymoon in Taos.
But I didn't know was what an earth ship was and that I was going to be staying in one.
I told Jennifer, I'll book the room. And you thought we were going back to Taos Inn, didn't you?
I had a different picture of what was going to, yeah. But it was really fun.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. So I know a little bit more about what an earthship is, and you've got these books, and we've got some information to share. It's a little, you know, it's a little out there. It's not for everybody every day, but I really think kind of with the sustainable movement and people desiring to be more friendly to the earth and do things in a more conservative way, that there's a lot of application.
Well, it's a very private home setting. I like the privacy it offers. When we stayed in the one we stayed in, I don't know. I got like this regrounded. It's like living in a
cave.
Sophisticated cave, you know. And I really enjoyed it. And there was something about it that just kind of inspired me. And I finally caught on what it was when we were taking that hike up to Lake Washington above Taos Ski Resort. It hit me. It's the fact that you really are completely independent. You're off the grid. You're on your own well water. And, I mean, the house we live in, we have to depend on the water supply from the city, the sewage disposal from the city, the power from the power grid. I mean, we're really, it even mentions it in some of the early literature for the earth ships, which really began a movement about the time I was thinking about going into architecture back in the 70s at Colorado State and ASU, this guy started building these earth ships in New Mexico. And the idea was, let's build one housing unit for one family that allows the family to be 100% self-sustaining. So your house is a security zone. It's a greenhouse, grows your food. It treats the water. And quite frankly, Jennifer, if we ever incorporate some form of earthship into a future weekend house for ourselves, I think I'm going to stick with a conventional septic tank. You okay with that?
You don't want to compost our sewer stuff?
No. I don't.
I don't want to go there.
I don't either. I'll buy Mel's mix or some of Tony Sarah's bat guano mix to put in our plants and our vegetables. But the independence of knowing you didn't have to be connected to anything and be absolutely 100% sustainable. I just got such a level of refreshment on that.
Well, the setting as well in Taos, it was outside of Taos up on this kind of knoll. And there was no, it actually took us a while to find it because we got there after dark. And there are no street lights, nothing. And it's this little circle of earthship homes. And there's, we were just hoping we were in the right place and knocking on the right door. But you can sit outside at night in the whole sky and all the stars. And then you're set far enough apart. And, yeah, it's just really very, very peaceful.
Well, the architect is Michael Reynolds. He's the one that started it in New Mexico back in the 70s. And like I say, it's not for everyone, but there are components of his mission statement that I think could be applied globally to every residential housing unit on the planet. And if we would take some of it to heart, I think we would be benefiting ourselves and society and the globe tremendously. And this isn't a bunch of woo-woo stuff.
Well, let me run through. There's about, we'll just take a couple before we go to break here.
Okay.
Here's some of the mission statement. It's to improve the way humans live on this planet by evolving existing methods of living home by home. So the first one on the list is heat and cool themselves naturally via solar thermal dynamics. Is that possible?
Now that presents a challenge for us cooling on the desert floor in the middle of the summer. It might be one reason why Taos is the epicenter of this movement, because they do have a much more, as we stayed in the One Earth ship, it had very nice cross ventilation in it. But in the middle of the afternoons, I mean, we were always gone out hiking or doing something in the afternoons, but when we'd get back to the ship at supper time, it was a little bit warmer than I like it, but it was only about an hour after sun went down and the cross ventilation did its job and everything cooled back down.
Would Sedona be high enough to incorporate this?
10.5 months out of the year. there'd still be that, you know, August, I think, that could be critical, depending. But there would be ways to solve it, I believe. But the objective, repeat the objective there a little bit.
To evolve the way humans live on this planet by evolving existing methods of living home by home.
You know, we have homes that are in subdivisions that are connected to city sewer, connected to city water, and connected to the utility grid. His example and word illustration of that is that's like a patient on life support. And if any one of the life support systems break down, the patient goes into trauma. And again... just the air of independence that I got while living there. I mean, all we needed for me to just be perfectly fulfilled right there was the horses, so I could just mount up and ride across the plains of Taos. We're going to talk more about Earthships, but we're going to need to take a little break here, and we invite your conversation at 1-888-767-4348.